Ukraine security issue.
One of the winners of the Nobel Peace Prize in 2022 was the Ukrainian human rights organization, the Center for Civil Liberties. The prize was also awarded to Alice Bialitsky, a human rights activist from Belarus and the Russian human rights organization Memorial. Since the beginning of October, the Ukrainian armed forces have liberated almost 36 settlements in the Kherson region from Russian invaders. Russian soldiers are reportedly trying to flee the region across the Dnipro River and further to Crimea. According to Sergei Khlan, a member of the Kherson Region Council, male residents of the region have to hide away to escape being forcefully mobilized into the Russian army. National Security and Defense Council Secretary Alexei Danilov has said that twice as many people of conscription age have left Russia than the Kremlin has managed to draft into the army during the so-called partial mobilization campaign. The newly mobilized are not even provided with the essentials. According to Alexander Kovalenko, a military political observer in the Information Resistance Group, the Russian army can afford to clothe, feed, accommodate, arm, and equip no more than 65,000 troops. Now the indicators and figures of mobilization are completely different. I'd say the overfulfillment of the plans that were set by the Defense Ministry has created a critical situation. Local authorities are drafting as many as they can and even in excess of the set quotas, and send reports to Moscow, but absolutely unable to provide the mobilized with uniforms, equipment and other necessary things, said Alexander Kovalenko.
Людей набирают, а обеспечить этих людей абсолютно не могут.
The Russians are not very willing to go to war with the Ukraine. More and more soldiers want to surrender. Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Maler said in the national telethon. According to her, the hotline of the government program Willing to Live has already received more than 2,000 calls from Russians asking how to surrender properly. Russian intelligence officers tried to recruit captured fighters of the Azov regiment and persuade them to fight on the Russian side. This was disclosed at a press conference by Major Bogdan Kretevich, chief of the staff of the Azov regiment, who was recently freed from Russian captivity along with more than 200 Ukrainian soldiers and officers.
Стосовно саме азовців, в них у головної розвідуправління була відпрацьована стратегія наступна. Ми коли вийшли з полону, вони хотіли.
As for the Azov fighters, the Russian military intelligence had a plan. After the prisoner swap was agreed, they tried to recruit the whole Azov regiment. They said, you guys fight very well, so let's destroy the West and the US together. But all our guys were unanimous. The Russians are our enemies, we are Ukrainian soldiers, and our motherland is Ukraine, said Major Bogdan Kretevich. As we have reported on September 21, 215 Ukrainian soldiers and officers were freed from Russian captivity in the biggest prisoner swap with Russia since the invasion in late February. In one of the newly liberated villages of the Kharkiv region, Ukrainian investigators have found another dungeon made by Russian invaders on the premises of a recreation center. There was also the headquarters of the Russian military where they dug a torture pit and left dead bodies in it. This was reported by Sergei Bolvinov, chief of the investigation department of the Kharkiv region police. A local resident told the police about the location of the dungeon. The occupiers kidnapped his grandson Sergei Avdiyev, a former participant in the counter-terrorism operation in the Donbas. The Russian military tortured and killed him. His grandmother found his body after the Russian troops left the recreation center. His father told the police that the body had 15 gunshot wounds and many traces of torture. Two more male bodies, probably aged between 30 and 40, were found in the same pit with the hands tied behind their backs and gunshot wounds to the skull and temple. During his visit to Kyiv, IAEA Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi stated that the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is Ukrainian, despite Russia's statements about the transfer of the facility under its control. He also announced an increase in the agency's mission to the plant from 2 to 4 monitors. According to him, the situation at the Russian-occupied plant remains dangerous, and the area around it is mined, and the Ukrainian personnel held hostage by the Russians are under strong pressure. Grossi added that a nuclear accident was still highly probable. President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his daily address that only Ukrainian personnel can preclude radiation incidents at the Zaporizhzhia station, and added that the international community would only contact Ukraine on any issues related with it, because it is Ukrainian property and will always remain so.
Зараз на станції близько 500 окупантів, а це не що інше, як 500 ризиків катастрофи. Світ це розуміє.
Now there are about 500 occupiers at the station, and this is nothing but 500 risks of disaster. The world understands this, and I am grateful for the support of everyone who is fighting for the return of full Ukrainian control over the station and for its complete demilitarization. Another aspect of this issue is electricity itself. This is a disadvantage for the people of the European Union, who lose a reliable source of energy supply. And this is a disadvantage for us, Ukrainians. We are honest about it. We say honestly that all of us in Europe must fight for our interests together, in complete unity.
За свої інтереси у повній єдності,
said Володимир Зеленський.